Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The stakes are high for Thursday's presidential debate, and not only for President Trump and Joe Biden. It's the last chance for the Commission on Presidential Debates to salvage a chaotic debate season. The first debate was plagued by interruptions. The second was called off. The Commission's longtime executive director is Janet Brown, who has Massachusetts roots. And as WBUR's Callum Borchers reports, people who've known Brown for decades believe she's up to the challenge.
In the early 80s, the British author Jeffrey Archer set out to write a novel imagining America's first female president. So he enlisted a young woman who worked in the Reagan White House to help make every detail feel authentic. That assistant was Janet Brown.
When I asked her to do the research for me, I also realized that in many ways she was a role model to be president herself.
Brown never ran for office, but for more than three decades, she's played a key role in helping Americans choose their presidents. She's led the Commission on Presidential Debates since its inception in 1987. This election may be her toughest yet. A global pandemic, a cancellation, and lots of public pressure to ensure the next debate is more orderly than the first.
You couldn't have anyone better than Janet Brown to do what I call the logistics, the running of it. She is so demanding, so careful.
Brown grew up summering in the Buzzards Bay community of Nonquit, where her family has vacationed for generations. She co-captained the field hockey team at Williams, and that wasn't even her best sport. According to her 1973 yearbook, Brown hoped to play professional tennis in Europe after graduation.
She was a great tennis player, fast, athletic, powerful, all business when she was on the court.
Carmony Thorpe was Brown's teammate at Williams and a few years younger. She admired more than Brown's forehand. Brown had transferred from Wellesley and was among the first women to make Williams co-ed.
It would have taken a great deal of courage for a woman back then to leave the comforts of a Smith or a Wellesley or a Vassar.
And after Brown helped integrate the previously all-male campus at Williams, she went on to a career in the male-dominated world of Washington politics, adding a graduate degree from Harvard along the way. She worked for Republicans, but doesn't express political opinions publicly these days, and rarely gives interviews. She didn't respond to a request for this story. She did deliver a commencement address at Center College in Kentucky in 2012 and spoke with pride about how the debates she organizes have earned an international reputation for impartiality.
People in other countries, particularly emerging democracies, see our debates as a model. They believe that the tradition of having political opponents discuss major issues in a fair and neutral forum is central to democracy.
Such debates were not always guaranteed. There were none in the presidential elections of 1964, 68, or 72. The Commission on Presidential Debates has brought many years of stability, but 2020 has been anything but stable. And to think, at 69, Brown could be retired to the Oceanside house she bought from her mother's estate last year.
That's a very important part of her life.
Patricia Denneroff is Brown's friend and Williams' classmate, and she says Nonquit has a special pull on Brown and her family.
They were the kind of family that would only buy with the local farmers and, you know, make their own preserves in the summertime. It remains incredibly dear to Janet.
But apparently debates remain dear to her, too, so the homemade jams and jellies may have to wait. The final meeting between Trump and Biden is set for Thursday in Nashville for now. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers.